Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMD.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Groove Room. You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. And I'm your host, Shauna Joyo. Tonight's vibe is all about the now. I'm going to be playing you some of my favorite songs that I'm currently listening to, mostly new stuff. So now playing is today's theme, and I'm going to basically be showing you guys some of my favorite new releases or like recent releases. Or just songs that I've kind of had on repeat. That first song was Softest or The Softest by Siren. They're a new girl group kind of put together by Candy Burris. And of course, especially if you were here last week, that first song samples The Softest Place on Earth by Escape, which Candy is a part of that group. And I played that song on our 90s R&B episode last week. But yeah, it feels good to have you guys back with me here. I know that here at UMD, we are nearing finals. We're nearing the end of the semester. There's a lot going on for me and for everyone else, especially if you're a student. But summer is upon us. Summer's coming. Everything's going to be all right. I'm praying that everyone gets through these very busy times very smoothly and that everything works out as it, of course it will, you know, that's just what it is. But if you're not already, follow at WMUC Groove Room on Instagram for more content, playlists, all the information about the show, especially as, you know, we are nearing the end of the semester. Just so that, you know, you guys can keep up with me. I've been, you know, sharing with you guys that I have, I am trying to kind of like, not memorialize, but like make the Groove Room more tangible for you guys to listen outside of our, you know, showtime here at WMUC. So whether that means like SoundCloud or utilizing Instagram, TikTok, what have you, I definitely hope to kind of expand on that. So make sure you're following us on Instagram at WMUC. Groove Room, WMUC Groove Room on Instagram, just for more updates, playlists, whatever I may be able to put on SoundCloud from our time here on the show. But yeah, we're in for a full, you know, a full agenda tonight. I'll be sharing a poem of mine, which I've only done once on the show. If you remember back when I did my playlist for my grandma, which was our Motown night, I only ever have shared one poem of mine, I believe, unless somebody else remembers me sharing another one. So I'll be sharing a poem of my own. I, you know, mention often on the show that I did slam poetry when I was in high school, and I was able to actually like publish a little mini book that was available, you know, briefly for people to buy and all that good stuff. So I do have like poems that I have written, and I think I have a good one that I think has just been really resonating with me lately. So I can't wait to share that with you guys for our poetry segment. And then I'll be coming back as well and doing our What's the Word segment again. And I'll be talking about Art Attack. If you are a member of the UMD community or you're in the area and you went to Art Attack, definitely let us know how you liked it. But I mentioned it last week, and it was the concert that Student Entertainment Events, or C, known here on campus as C, put on, and it was, you know, Raven Lane, Tizo Touchdown, and Tinashe, who are all artists that definitely are relevant to the music we play here on the Groove Room. So if you want to hear more about that, how I experienced Art Attack, definitely stay tuned for our What's the Word segment later on. How today is going to work, I also want to give a couple disclaimers. I'm not going to be bleeping anything out. If you don't know, I am not on, you know, we're not on FM, we're on digital, so I am allowed to play music that is not censored. I just typically don't, just because I, you know, there's a certain audience that I know I have, and an audience that I'm trying to reach, but also practicing for FM when the Groove Room may or may not move to FM. But today, no holds barred, I'm just going to play some of these songs, because it there's a lot of work I have to do behind the scenes here to kind of cue the music out if there's no clean version, which many of these songs don't have a clean version. If it did, then I added it to the playlist, so we're good on some fronts. But if it doesn't have a clean version, you might hear some explicitness, so you know, if you're not cool with that, I just got to put that disclaimer, because typically I do censor. And I'll also be playing songs from projects back to back, which is typically not something I've done here on the Groove Room. I might pair a song or two, but I really want to get into like what projects I've been listening to and what some of my favorites are. So first, before we get into that, I will be playing some from like Alex Isley's new project and Destin Comrade's new project. But before we get into that, y'all, Mariah the Scientist has had this song go number one on Apple Music, and I'm sure it's probably charting. Burning Blue, this is her newest single. I actually really love Mariah the Scientist and how she writes her music, but this song has had me in a chokehold, so I'm gonna play it as long as Summer Walker's new single, which I also like, and a little bit of my favorite songs from Alex Isley's project. And then we will yeah, we'll come back after that, and I'll play a little bit more for you guys. But yeah, a little bit more of an unstructured, abstract episode of the Groove Room, less censoring, and me kind of just playing you guys literally like my on repeat, like what I have on my Spotify that I've been playing. So if you guys like any of these songs, let me know at WMUC Groove Room on Instagram. Here is Burning Blue by Mariah the Scientist.
Got that blue fever, cold as ice till you came near. You're like another fire breathing creature, but it don't burn how it appears. It's true, you could make me melt, but don't don't you forget it. If the person you fell for ever do, for reasons, it's only because you ain't here. Of your credit card, buy back my love, you can keep your heart. From
glad you came along. Rearrange your schedule before I put away your phone. Mama taught me be polite, but also talk my shit. Listen closely, these are the only words that you gon' get. Cause she is everything you imagine. Grab a hold of me when it happens. Yes, it's immaculate and it's magic. Thank your lucky stars, I'ma let you have it. Ooh, ooh, but it stays between me and you. It's immaculate and it's magic. Thank your lucky stars, I'ma let you have it. Ooh, ooh, but it stays between me and you. Ooh, ooh, to the world I'm as good as to shoot. Yes, it's immaculate and it's magic. Thank your lucky stars, I'ma let you have it. Ooh, ooh, but it stays between me and you. Ooh, ooh, to the world I'm as good as to show.
Oh, Shawty from West Adams, Arlington, eh? I traded my dating mind, got a nosy ass man. No, I don't mind. It's a hair flip. Keep a smile too wide. Almost wide as my hips. Play if you want to. I'ma be on cause I'm into. Miss out on a one of a kind shit. If that's what you into. Stay up, stay alert. If you know what it's worth. I was born with it. You ain't check the bloodline. Grateful for it all. Two hands to the sky. But if you ain't already know, baby, this your FYI. Play if you want to. I'ma be young cause I'm into. Miss out on a one of a kind shit. If that's what you into. Stay up, stay low.
Stay up, stay low.
If you know what it's worth.
Last one was Mic On by Alex Isley, produced by Kay Tronada. Of course, if you know Kay Tronada, then you might have guessed that that was Kay Tronada's production. And that's from her EP When. Before that, you heard Holding On, also from that same EP, and then Miss Goody Two Shoes, which I think was the second single she dropped. She dropped Hands as well, and then Miss Goody Two Shoes, which I really, really like the overall, like, writing in the song. Also, if you didn't hear it, or if you, I feel like this is a very niche interpolation, but she interpolated Brandy's Anybody on the bridge, and it's very, very quick, and she just says, I don't want anybody to know, and that's the hook from that Brandy song. But of course I was gonna catch it if anybody. So yeah, I really like that project. I feel like Holding On, it, that's the intro, if you kind of like that adds context to it. So when I first listened to the project, I was immediately like hooked in from that song, because I really like how just like airy and like just smooth it sounds. So yeah, that's that one. That's some of the new songs that I like from Alex. Definitely looking forward to the album. And then yeah, so next up I'm gonna play some songs from Destin Conrad's new project, which has really had me in a chokehold. I really like the album. It's his debut album, and I really feel like for a debut album, it's so put together, and it's so like the theme is on point. And when I was talking about it to someone the other day, I was like, really, it kind of feels like a child of Brandy's Full Moon, like the little tech digital thing it has going on, but then also like I feel like he's very influenced by, you know, that kind of R&B. So yeah, I really liked it. So I'm gonna play his opener from the album, it literally like the first song of the album, then the one after that, and then one of my favorite ones on the album, which features Kehlani. I really just like the overall like alternative, but like it's not even alternative, he's just giving us something different, something we haven't heard before. But yes, let us know what R&B songs, or just what songs in general, you're currently listening to on at WMUC Groove Room on Instagram. We definitely want to hear from you. You can let us know in the comments on our most recent posts, in our DMs, or on our story posts. And your song might get played, who knows? Maybe it's a song I already have on the playlist, because you guys have done that before too. So this next one is Kissing in Public by Destin Conrad.
Oh, too far from my job. You in LA, I'm in London. You're so shy, I wonder why you won't do my love. I really wonder why it runs me dry. I can let it slide, 'cause you're so fly. Oh, things don't change when I'm with you. It don't feel bad.
Mystery. cheated on me, but I don't know her. Get the money way before I enter. Thinking we keep, but I'm wicked.
Cause
And that last one was One Wish featuring Childish Gambino by Raven Lanae. And before that, you heard Genius by Raven Lanae. And before that, I played y'all a few songs from Destin Conrad's new debut album, Love on Digital. I played Bad Bees, Mr. E, and Kissing in Public. And then those two songs by Raven Lanae were from her most recent album, Bird's Eye. I added those songs to the playlist because I recently saw her live for the first time. I've never been like, I'm not like a huge fan of Raven Lanae, but I do like a few of her songs, and I never really like took the time and like went back to like listen to her full projects. But I did that because I got to see her live at the Art Attack, which I'll talk about later tonight in my What's the Word segment. But I have to say, I actually really enjoyed her live versions better than those songs. I still like the songs, and I still, you know, added them to the playlist and added them to my library. But she actually sounds so much more powerful live. And so I really hope that I can hear that in her music. I know that she has a very just a more like quieter voice, but live she sounded really, really good. And she does have some power to her voice. So I would love for them to kind of play around with that in her music, because I was pleasantly surprised seeing her live and how great she sounded. Like the live versions to me, when I went home and I listened to the songs, I was like, oh, but she sounded like, so, you know, like her stage presence was everything. But I won't get into too much of that. I'll talk about it, like I'll save it for the, you know, the full, like me telling my full experience of the concert. But yeah, so we have a couple more answers about like what people are listening to, or a couple answers. I don't think I've shared any. If you would like to let us know what you're listening to, at WMEC Groove Room on Instagram, please do. Just want to know what y'all are listening to currently, whether it's R&B or not. We have Flower Child and Gremlin. I have listened to Flower Child a little bit, but I have not listened to Gremlin, so I'm gonna have to get into that artist. And then Coco Jones, Nobody Exists, and You are on repeat. I'm gonna play You shortly, actually. But I actually want to talk a little bit about Coco's project too, because I really, really liked it. This is coming from somebody who I really have been listening to Coco for a while. I wasn't like the biggest fan, but a lot of her older stuff that was produced when she was put out when she was an independent artist, I really do like. And I always hoped that they would have done more with her, like on Disney or like whoever she was signed to previously. But this album is really, really nice. She is on tour currently. I know she's coming to the DC area. I'm probably not gonna be able to catch the show, but I really did like the project overall. I think it's cool to just see so many of the women who are in R&B like be able to make really good full length projects that are like cohesive, but it seems like it's true to her. I know that a lot of people online were saying like they didn't feel like the marketing for the album matched the sound. But I'm just like, honestly, isn't this all like art? I don't really know how you could say that. I mean, I get it, but I thought the music was good. So I'm going to play up next Control Freak, which is actually this past week she released the extended version of the album, and this song was on there, as well as Is It Mine featuring Lady London, which I'll play after I play You. So I'm going to play Control Freak, You, and then Is It Mine. Of course, Lady London went to Howard University. She's not from the DC area, but you know, she reps Howard, and I really, really love Lady London, probably one of my favorite like female rappers. I just love her, like her style and everything. So it's cool to see her on tour with Coco and like kind of get her shine in that way too. But yeah, here's Control Freak by Coco Jones, and we'll play a little bit of her album. And then I'm going to play, there's an artist that I'm pretty sure she's Australian, but her name is Tosh. And I played one of her songs on the show before, but I really, really like how she is somehow able to create her own sound. And to me, it sounds unique. So I'm going to play a little bit of her more recent releases as well. And yeah, then when I come back, I'll do my poetry segment. So here's Control Freak by Coco Jones.
Play between my legs, don't play with my hair, you know. Take it off. Why don't you flip away your phone? What you hiding for? Are we together or not at all? No, this ain't mathematics, it can't be that hard. Yeah, I can see when you acting, so just play your part. I wasn't chasing, that was you that got my number trying to call. Keep playing with my ego, I'ma have to dust it off. Why would I check for you if you don't check for me? I just wanna live my life, protect my peace. Instead of losing sleep, wondering where you at, if you ain't in my bed. Scene. Show the whole world who you don't play about. You know this ain't mathematics, it can't be that hard. Yeah, I can see when you acting, so just play your part. I wasn't chasing, that was you that got my number trying to call. Keep playing with my ego, I'ma have to dust it off. Why would I check for you if you don't check for me? I'm just trying to live my life, protect my peace. Instead of losing sleep, wondering where you at if I ain't in your bed.
must have prayed so well for it. I swear on it.
I wanna be living with you.
We go together like brand new shoes. In perfect weather, little mama fine. And he a dime piece, gotta be from heaven. Looking like my blessing.
Start trying to mask it for me. Let me just see. Let me ask you, is it just me? No, relax, so you could just breathe. Cause I could sit back if you could just leave. Is it mine if I'm somebody regular? Huh? Or you want me to beg you? You could be somebody special. Huh? So don't let me forget you. All of my questioning feel like testing. Even addressing it then got messy. So press the hit then direct me. Say that you a blessing, then God bless me.
Wanna be deep, you get deep with me. Tease, so you please me. Touch, I'ma save her name with the armor, no less. If I like, is it mine? Huh? Is it mine? Mine, mine, mine. Let me ask you a question. Do you mind? Let me ask you a question. Is that alright? Let me ask you a question. If I like, is it mine? Huh? Is it mine? Huh? So big talk, can you prove it? All night long till I'm through with it. Energy, is it big enough? Juicy, question, do you mind? Let me ask you a question. Is that alright? Let me ask you a question. If I like, is it mine? Is it mine? Mine, mine, mine. Is it mine? Is it
hysterical, then what for? You tell me that down and fix your face. No need to tense or